Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, Consider the Attitude.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. The Lord said, Woe to you, Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you, Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk. Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, Teacher, by saying this you are insulting us too. And he said, Woe also to you, scholars of the law. You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them. We are asked to consider the fault of hypocrisy here today. Jesus is strongly pointing out to the Pharisees that they are scrupulously attentive to the smallest detail with regard to the law and to taxes and all of that. But are they aware of the details of living a good life, of following the law of love as religiously as they follow the laws of the temple? What good does it do a person anyway to always pay attention to a law, a precept, a policy, if the accompanying attitude is never one of kindness or compassion or attention to a person instead of the law? What would those things be for us these days? Seemingly fine and well-mannered, successful individuals go to church, put money in the collection basket, even kneel by their beds at night and say litanies. Maybe they support an orphan in a developing nation. But perhaps there is something missing. Maybe they have voted against an integrated neighborhood. Maybe they never smile and say thank you to the cashier at the grocery store. Maybe they are tempted to holler and swear at another driver who is lost and going too slowly. Or maybe they just don't have the patience for the new neighbor who does not know how it is done in this neighborhood. So what does all this have to do with us? Shall we pause and examine our own behaviors? Might we also be hypocritical at some level? This certainly is a challenge. It is hard to live a seamless, loving life. Jesus scolded the Pharisees, and hopefully they thought a bit about what he was saying to them. Today, let's consider our lives and how we might adjust, even just a bit. We may then not need to hear Jesus proclaim, Woe to you! Thank you.